Well, you have spring well, I don't know whether you'd call that a branch. We have springs that have just a small stream, and then you have the branch that's runs all the time, see, and then the creek gets larger than the branch.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so let's see, you'd have a river.
They all largest, run into the river, yeah.
And then a creek, which...
Right.
And then a branch?
Branch.
And that'd be about the smallest part?
Well, you have springs sometime, but just at the head of ditches that mm-hmm. have a small stream, and sometimes they'll dry up. I don't know what you call them, spring branches, I reckon, or something like that.
So the little spring branches would run into the branch, which
that's
runs
right.
into the creek,
mm-hmm.
which, okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?
Around the seacoast?
Yeah, sort of marshy.
Swampland.
Uh-huh. What do you call a pair of straps that you wear over your shoulders to support trousers, to hold up trousers?
Suspenders.
Do you ever call them braces or
galluses? Galluses, yeah. Used to call them galluses.
And what do you call unthickened gravy that you make by adding water to the grease of fried meat like ham?
Gravy.
Any special kind? Do you?
Red-eyed gravy, thickening gravy.
And that's the same thing?
Red-eyed? No.
Oh, what's thickening gravy?
Thickening gravy, you put flour or meal in it, I believe. I don't know how to cook, but I think that's the way they make thickening gravy.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the liquid that you burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
And how about a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
That's, I can't think what you... Pine rooter, that's what we call it.
And what do you call an itching soreness between your toes? Sometimes children get it from playing outside without shoes on.
Foot rot. Mm-hmm. Athlete's foot, a foot rot.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Huh?
Homemade whiskey.
Moonshine.
Moonshine. Do you ever call it white lightning?
Yeah.
What do you call cheap whiskey?
Pop school.
What do you call something that a child likes to play with?
Call something that a child likes to play with.
Uh-huh.
Toy?
Uh-huh. Do you ever call it a play pretty?
I've heard it called that, but I...
You don't around here?
No.
Okay, this next part is, well, I'm not going to try to explain it to you. I'm just going to give you an example, and then I think you'll see what we're getting at. If we're talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has that horse ever been?
Ridden.
Mm-hmm. And I might say, yesterday someone...
Rode.
If we're talking about climbing trees, I know, some of those are really silly. You might ask, has that tree over there ever been?
I would say, has anyone ever climbed that tree?
Or, okay, if we're talking about mountains, you know, climbing mountains, you might say, has that mountain ever been?
Climbed.
Okay. And I might answer, yes, someone.
I tell you what. A fellow you should get, he tell you that mountain never been climbed. he really uses some peculiar expressions.
Uh-huh.